Mr. Speaker, we have before us perhaps the most single important bill facing the viability, the financial security, and the stability of the financial system within the United States and throughout the world. We're dealing here with a $712 trillion piece of the world economy. Now, my friends who are in opposition to this certainly have some legitimate points. No question about that. We had a meltdown. Banks and members on Wall Street did wrongdoing. But this isn't the bill to punish them for doing that wrong building. We punish them for wrongdoing by working with the regulators and putting, in fact, in motion not just civil penalties, not just financial penalties, but criminal action. But we do that in another place, at another time. We have already approached that with the CFTC to use criminal actions if any of this kind of shenanigans happen again. But we are here. We're here to make sure that our banking system, that our economy, that has to work on the world stage, has not a disadvantage. If you push out these commodity swaps or the security swaps, we are doing a great disservice not just to the banks, but to our end users.